Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday the 18th of November. I hope you're well. Coming up.
But the leaders are stepping back a little bit, doing a small bit of canvassing today, with most of them preparing for the leaders' debate tonight.
Political leaders gear up for the first TV debate and Ukraine to use long-range missiles on Russia. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the political parties continue their campaign trails this morning as the election enters its second full week. Housing, special needs education and government spending will all be discussed today. But News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe says the first TV debate is taking centre stage.
Another full day on the campaign trail today with all the parties having different launches, but the leaders are stepping back a little bit, doing a small bit of canvassing today, with most of them preparing for the leaders' debate tonight, which will see 10 different leaders from political parties and independents take to the stage in the first substantive debate. It's going to be really one of the only chances for the smaller parties to make their impact on the national stage, along with the three leaders of Sinn Féin, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. So watch out for them trying to make a mark, trying to deliver that a killer quip that will push their party ahead of their competitors in the really tight battles that are going to come in 4 and 5 seats around the country. This is the chance to grab that national attention as we head into week two of this campaign without any one issue really having gained the traction to dominate the campaign.
Meanwhile, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said there's a real problem with Fine Gael election candidate John McGann remaining on the party's ticket. It comes after the Sunday Times published pictures of the damage inflicted to farmer Breen White during an incident outside a pub in 2018. The Taoiseach Simon Harris is continuing to support his candidate, who was acquitted of criminal assault charges. However, Mr McGann was found liable in a civil case and was ordered to pay Mr White €39,000. Speaking on News Talk's Let Me Explain podcast with Sean Defoe, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said he's not sure John McGann would still be on the ticket if he were in Fianna Fáil.
I think there's a real problem there, if I'm honest. I think the nature of the attack was quite, seems to me anyway, to have been very aggressive, to say the least. The injuries are shocking. And I think people can see, unfortunately, online the nature of the attack.
American media is reporting the Biden administration will allow Ukraine to use long-range missiles to strike deep into Russian territory. It suggests the first attacks could be carried out soon, though the White House hasn't commented. It comes after Moscow launched its biggest airstrike on Ukraine in 3 months, targeting power systems and killing 7 people over the weekend. Sky's defense editor Deborah Haynes has been looking into the reasons behind America's move.
According to reports in the New York Times, the sudden decision by the North Koreans to join Russian forces on the battlefield inside Russia, fighting against Ukrainian troops that have seized parts of the Kursk region, that is the trigger for this decision by the United States.
Meanwhile, all Ukrainian regions are to face restrictions on energy consumption today. It follows Russia's unleashing its biggest airstrike in months, pounding its power systems. A man in his 20s has died in hospital after a road crash in Kerry. He was driving a van which crashed on a local road at Ballinskellig's at around 2 a.m. yesterday. He was brought to University Hospital Kerry after the single car collision, but died a short time later. Two others who were in the van were assessed at the scene but didn't require hospital treatment. Over 420,000 premises will have high-speed fibre broadband by the end of 2025. The National Broadband Plan has already delivered it to over 55% of all homes, farms and businesses in rural areas. The rollout of the project is expected to deliver on track. National Broadband spokesperson Tara Collins says they're making good strides.
We're really proud of the progress we've made on the deployment phase of our project and in how quickly we've reached the milestone of over 100,000 connected customers on our network. While National Broadband Ireland's initial large-scale rollout project will be completed in the coming years, this is only the beginning of our digital connectivity role.
And in sport, in soccer, Ireland's Mac McGuinness says he's still proud to have made his senior debut for his country, regardless of the result. The Luton centre-back made his first start in the 5-0 hammering away to England last night. The 23-year-old says he'll have mixed feelings when he looks back on the game.
Obviously a really proud moment for me and my family, but obviously the result was the result. It was really disappointing. I think everyone was very deflated in the manner in which we lost as well, but look, we've got to take away the positives, and for me personally, a really big achievement.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.